Rec and Trans, 12/20/22.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone out to our the budget hearing of our Recreation and Transportation Special Service District meeting.
A little music to welcome us through.
And wish everyone a Merry Christmas, holiday season. Welcome Celeste here. Now, are you going to be the
Hard to say, but I figure it's best for me to be in the loop either way.
Okay.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Okay. We're still waiting for Bart, but we've got Byard is here, and myself, Kelly, and both Mike and Tony on the phone. And let's see.
I keep forgetting to put this on the agenda because it's always after, but if you would like to do the pledge and prayer,
right.
I just didn't put it on there. That's your discretion.
Okay, yes. We always do that. So let's see. We usually do the opening prayer first and then the pledge. I think so. Kelly, would you offer a prayer for us?
Sure. Our most gracious, kind Heavenly Father, we're thankful to be here today and thankful for all our many blessings, and we ask that you please guide us and give us inspiration as we go through the budget process. Again, we're thankful for all our many blessings in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Byard, would you lead us in the pledge?
Happy to.
Follow me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. We don't have anybody really from the general public here today, but we've got time for any public comments. Anybody have anything they'd like to comment on or bring up? Okay. Question, how are they coming? Have they started on the Tilted Mesa?
Yes, very much so.
Okay.
We've been building it. Probably the first 10 miles are done.
Oh, great.
And so they're putting it in. They've been postponed for a couple weeks because of weather. That's the same as Zion, too, on the private property on Mill Street. They've been building them, and we'll be able to start back up in a couple months up there.
Okay.
So, let's see, what else?
Is that Ace that's doing this?
Ace, and there's another group. I forgot what their company is.
Okay.
It's a private business that has been.
They've been hired a lot of volunteers, right?
Yeah, especially Tilted Mesa. Ace is going to help with that, but it seems like they've had more volunteers than they've needed to hire somebody.
Yeah.
So they've just been out building.
That's great.
There's a volunteer day this Friday and Saturday. I think they're going to try to do it. I think the weather will allow it.
It's supposed to really warm up next week.
So
Christmas, by Christmas Day.
I thought Dan said they were going to do another one, volunteer day, this Friday and Saturday.
So. Okay. All right. Great. Any other comments? All right. Has everybody had a chance to look at the minutes?
Wants to sign.
Hey, Bart, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Welcome, Bart.
Fine.
Thanks for your attack, but we're a little bit of a cool.
Oh, yeah.
No, I had this on one calendar, not the other.
Okay, we're just kind of reviewing the minutes real quickly. We approved the minutes, or we approved the MOU as written. And Mike and Noel seconded that.
Do
Okay. Clayton gave us an update on the financials. We went over each bank account of the Special Service District. We talked about the tentative budget. We've got more to do with that today in this hearing. And our tentative budget was for 2023 is $220,000 coming from the PILT mineral lease funds and the SRS funds. And Mike, wanted to make sure that the expenditures of the transportation fund a total $150,000 and the recreation fund expenditures at $225,000. Okay. Any comments or questions on the minutes? Okay. All in favor? Is there anyone to make a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion.
Kelly motions.
Okay. Second. Bart seconds. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay. All right. Now let's get to the financials. Okay, public hearing for resolution number R-2022-1 to adopt the 2023 budget. Anything we wanted to kind of go over first? Clayton?
Kind of looks a little redundant on the agenda. But this would be the budget opening. And the resolution is, I actually have it, but there may be some changes, but I don't think so. But I did do the resolution. We'll have Jeff look over it if I can find it. And it's written as if we don't make any changes because technically we're in the budget opening. So this is just the resolution, and then if we don't make any changes, I'll have you sign that, Lance. So we can do that after in the next agenda items. So. Basically, we're in the budget opening hearing part of it. If you guys want to discuss, make any changes, last meeting, you went over it in our minutes. We anticipate to get around $220,000 in revenue from our mineral lease and PILT, or I'm sorry, our mineral lease and our secure rural schools. And then Mike did make a motion to up our expenditures. So do you guys have anything you want to say on that? So we're going to go 150 out of our transportation, and then 225 out of the recreation. I do think, if I'm looking at the minutes correct, I can't remember if Mike, what the total was. Yeah, 225. Okay. So, is there any questions? Anything you guys want to discuss on that? Any changes? Anything you've been dying to know, I guess?
So, I guess, again, the question... for me is that so we've got $223,000 proposed that's going to be coming in, but on top of an ending balance as of the end of October, so just a month and a half ago, $435,000. So we're saying that we're going to have roughly $660,000 that can be spent.
Yes, and where did you get the 400 from?
We actually have more than that, don't we?
Yeah.
This rec and trans.
That's just in one bank. Uh huh.
Yeah.
So the general ledger then says $732,000.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're talking about with an additional $223,000, we're pushing $1 million that we have available for projects.
Right.
Right. And so just so you're aware,
Celeste, the reason why we did this is, you know, we shouldn't have that much of a balance in our account. We should be spending this money. That's why we get it, to spend it. And if we have more than a year of operating budget unexpended, then it's good to have a buffer and a balance. But right now we've got almost 3 years of balance. So really what we're doing is people aren't coming to us to ask for projects, and the ones that haven't been able to execute.
So you haven't really had any expenditures in the past few years to speak of.
Right. And so we're going to...
A little bit here and there. Yeah. Not a lot.
But there are some people that are going to be coming, and we're going to have on the new website, there's going to be a push. Once that comes through, there's going to be a push to ask for proposed projects. So this is, you know, this is for any group. You know, right now there's Tilted Mesa. What is it? Tilted Mesa. We've got, there's a couple other projects that are in the queue, just haven't been expended yet. Just so you're aware of why we did that. Yeah, Tilted Mesa was expended just completely, right?
Yes.
But we don't have the bridge isn't done yet.
No.
There's a couple, so 100,000. Don't we have some money also going to the Scoot'n'Paw project as well?
That would be there's a few different projects.
Yeah, but they're all just kind of lingering in the queues, so.
Yeah, thanks for that. Is it, just so I understand, is it a fund where you have to keep a certain balance?
I'm engaging with the auditors to kind of find all that out.
You probably get a different answer depending on who you ask.
Yeah, so I did talk to Rick Roberts, I believe, from Kimball and Roberts. I just reached out to him and said, guide me through this, make sure that we're compliant. And so he's getting back to me because he kind of, they are going to do kind of an overview. It'd be like the small audit that the county is going to require. And he'll kind of guide me through that. There is a few different restrictions, I guess, on it. But because we have our money in like in a PTIF and a checkings account, and we don't collect any taxes, it's kind of a gray area that I don't really understand. We obviously don't want to have a bunch of money just there, but there's no real, it's not in any fund like that's not being used. And so I'm working on that. I don't know exactly what we can and can't have.
And if there's any regulations that after 2 or 3 years they'll state will take it back or anything like that, we just don't know.
I haven't seen anything like that. I had heard something like that, but I haven't found any answers on that, like pertain to our district. So, yeah.
And nobody's knocking at our door trying to get the money back, but it's such an opportunity for the community, and if we just need to get them more engaged in the process, so they know that this is a resource available.
Right. And that grant application is on the website. And so more and more people, I think, are finding out about it. It's on there. I anticipate we'd have to make a few changes. Mm-hmm. Like Bert from the roads department, he was going to fill it out and just see if it kind of meets everything that he needs as far as, we've never used one before, so we don't know what we should add or take out, I guess. So he's gonna
guinea pig it for you.
Yeah, see if he can nitpick it. In the kind of idea that he's gonna ask for some money or something. So, but anyways, that is up, and that's something that we passed. So.
Yeah.
Okay, and then it seems like we did discuss.
Go
ahead, Tony.
So, Mr. Vice Chairman, it's Mike Noel. I just want to explain a little bit to the commissioner-elect. This money is part of the payment in lieu of taxes funds that we receive from the federal government. And it's money that, because there's such a small amount of funds that come off of public lands in the county, in other words, the county collects X millions and millions of dollars off of the small amount of private, and we get a pittance. So the legislature, the Congress, gives us a payment in lieu of property taxes. That's part of it. Another fund that we've gotten are what's called secure rural schools. This used to come from Forest Service receipts from timber harvesting, but because they don't harvest any timber anymore, hardly anything, we get a payment again from the federal government in lieu of the timber harvest. The county can only collect so much, the counties across the state created these special service districts to be able to take the benefit of these monies that come from the federal government to the counties. And that's kind of what's happened here. Over the years, this fund has, as Clayton said, has grown to, you know, three times what the annual revenues are. And so that's one of the reasons we have the budget that we have. I'm not saying we are going to spend it unwisely, but we think it's money that could be spent to benefit the citizens of King County. So
understood.
That's
Thank
what
you.
This board, okay? That's what this board does, and we're certainly looking for input from the new county commissioners and the county commissioners in general of what they'd like to see the boards do and your advice, but that's what we've decided as a board to use this. And we have had very minimal applications. I'm hoping those things will increase. I think they will.
Thank you.
And it seems like we did discuss in our last meeting too about the county and the city and maybe even our district pitching in to kind of help get the rec center started. And so, you know, as part of recreation and transportation, that would apply to us, and that we could also help with that. So, okay.
Have you spoken with Mayor about that, Mayor Johnson?
About these funds?
Yeah.
Yeah, last meeting we approved the 30% design, you know, cost sharing, which probably would just be us all sharing.
Sharing meaning you pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, but there was some more discussion inside, you know, kind of questions about, you know, the future, like actual construction costs, and, you know, kind of my question was, well, what is this, you know, is the county and the special service district are bearing the cost for something that the city wants, but what's the city bearing? So what's their stake in this? And right now that's still to be determined.
Did you get your question answered?
No.
So the MOU that the city had proffered to the county for a review had the city offering O&M and minor repairs. So
right, no, I know, that's...
And then they revised it.
The county revised it.
Well,
just that what... Rob Van Dyke was talking about last time. They revised it to take any of that out to where it's just the planning right now, MOU.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're just doing the plan because, if we bear the full brunt of a project that's really for the city, I mean, there's some ancillary benefits for the rest of the county. It's kind of the thought here was, what's the city going to do? But anyways, that's all TBD once we get further down design.
So was your question answered? No. It was answered by not addressing it. It's a question right now. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
And then I'll have kind of a line item because we do want to make sure that our secure rural schools money that's around $50,000 annually, it has been as high as $70,000 annually, what we've got, that is for the roads of our district expenditures. So that hasn't been completely tracked. It has, as far as we know, where the money went, transportation and that thing, but I'm going to clean it up a little bit more for this $50,000 came in and it went to this, and then make sure that it's roads. It's listed roads on there. So
the expenditures are listed
right.
To roads.
So we'll make a line item for that. So as far as budget, we're just showing that we're going to do a prior year fund balance. So we're going to bring that extra whatever it was, 100 something $1,000 in to get us to $389 in expenditures. So that's what we plan on.
Okay. All right. All right, so I guess we make a motion now to adopt the budget. That's where we're at. And we're just discussing it.
Yeah, that'd be our first agenda item. And then we will, if it's all good, then you can make a motion for the approval of that resolution. And that will adopt.
We'll come out of public hearing and then.
Okay.
And you can read that resolution also last to everybody. So
all righty. Yeah, so Mike and Tony, this is the actual resolution we're discussing for the budget adoption. Whereas the Board of the Kane County Recreation and Transportation Special Service District Board of Trustees desires to adopt the 2023 budget, and whereas at the public hearing, the district's governing body provided all interested persons with an opportunity to be heard on the estimates of revenues and expenditures of any item for any fund, and whereas after the public hearing, the district's governing body made adjustments as necessary, now therefore be it resolved by the district's governing body as follows. The district's budget officer is hereby directed to certify the final budget and the final budget with the Utah State Auditor within 30 days of the adoption of this resolution. This resolution shall take effect upon its adoption, dated this day, the 20th of December, 2022. Okay. All right. Anyone want to make
I'll make the motion that you just decided.
Okay.
It's really official.
We have a second?
It's really official.
I'll second.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Aye.
All right. I will sign it.
Who seconded that? Who seconded that, Byer?
One of these two.
Well, Tony did on the phone.
Tony
moved, so it doesn't matter.
Tony is louder, so he wins.
Okay. Second item on the agenda, the approval of resolution. Oh, we just did that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that would.
And we've adopted the budget.
Yeah, but that would include the adoption of the 2020
okay.
budget.
So. All right, invoice.
If you want to be clear for that, we approve the resolution. If you want to make a motion to officially adopt the budget, you can do so too.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to officially adopt the budget.
Second. Second, Tony.
All in favor of adopting the budget? Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. All right. The budget for 2023 has been officially adopted. Okay. Now to the invoice updates.
I don't have much of an update. I just had one thing come in since our last meeting, and it is our invoice for USIP, so the Utah County's Indemnity Pool. That's our. That's where who we report to. I think this board
made a motion to approve them a couple years ago to kind of, they handle like our, if we owned any property or anything like that, and then insurance. So we're registered with the Utah County's Indemnity Pool, and it's about $1,800 a year that we've been paying for the past 3 years. So they just sent us an invoice, and that's the invoice right there. And that's it for $1,839, and I got a check, and I need two signatures. Tony's not here, Andy's not here, so if you sign it, Lance, and I'll get one of their.
So basically, like you say, just for the insurance.
Yep, yep. We're registered with them, and they, like I said, if we owned any property, anything with the wellness center, we're already registered with them. So.
Okay.
I think the USIP also covers board members for errors and omissions. And potentially, I believe, even any lawsuits by board members. You might check into that, Clayton, because I know you stepped in and protected board members, so you can't be liable that you're covered by that insurance pool.
Okay. That's right, Mike. Yep. Thank you.
All right. That's good. Okay. Anything else on that, then? Clayton, you're done with that. Okay, just any general other items you want to bring up, the board member terms and training?
Yeah, so just, I think everybody's caught up with their training. Just a reminder, it is required to do the public meetings, open public meetings training yearly. So I'll remind you maybe next time, but if you have a chance to do that, just take that test. It's online on the Utah State Auditor's website under training, board member training, and then it's the Utah Public Meetings training. And then they'll send a certificate if you just want to email that certificate to me. Everybody is caught up with everything else.
Is it a calendar year requirement, so I can't take it now for January?
That one, it just says yearly, so.
Okay.
You gotta take it next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so wait till January 1.
Yeah, wait till January
1. Okay, all right.
And then the board member terms, everybody is good on that. However, this, with Tony being gone, we were expecting him to maybe be back by the end of the year, but he's not, so we didn't put it on the agenda to elect a new chair and vice chair, because when we did this, the board decided to do that every year for the Rec and Trans, get a new chair every year, and for the Resource Committee to get a new chair and vice chair every year. So we can do that at the next meeting, just kind of as a reminder. So that's why we didn't do it this month.
Okay. All right. Did you hear that, Mike and Tony?
Yeah, I did. I was aware of that. I like the idea that you have a chair and a vice chair, and I actually like the idea that if board members agree that the vice chair, previous year's vice chair, would then be eligible to be the chair. I like the fact that people think that all board members have an opportunity to chair the committee, and I like the fact that we changed that, and it seems to me to be good to have someone sitting in place as the vice chair that could then assume the responsibilities of the chair each year. So I do like that, and so next month I think we'll be ready to do that and make those changes.
Tony's a pretty strong incumbent, though.
That's true. He is. But everybody needs a chance to participate.
All right. Okay.
We never know what's going to happen.
That's true. Okay. Then let's see. The next item would be updates on anything going on or previous meeting projects we've got going. I think we've kind of are up to date on that, discuss those things.
We'll probably have a few more projects from here next year as we talked.
So. Which ones?
Potentially one from Duck Creek. So one of the biggest needs right now is planning. We have a lot of projects that are kind of...
ideas.
Yeah. You know, so much of our land is federal land, there's a lot of processes, as we know, that have to happen in order for outdoor rec projects, in particular trails, for them to happen. And so, but there's some other projects in the works too, but planning is needed.
Yeah. I think you're referring to, so in the Trails Committee, there was some discussion about identifying shovel-ready projects, and that's one of the issues. And since they want money to be executed within a certain time frame, and we need to have, we're the best resource for funds to pay for a study. That's what you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
yeah,
okay.
So
NEPA, all nine yards.
The
I imagine we're going to have a lot more projects looking next year.
Is that road alignment project, the 89 Trails one? Is that the one you're talking about?
Well, there's that one. I mean, there's trails to the elementary school that are needed. Duck Creek Village, they have a project they need some planning funding for like a community rec center. It would be a whole bunch of different uses.
This was, you know, Celeste, while you're still in the city, before you come to the county, that was one of the issues of the Trails Committee. There's no city representative there. So, like, all the planning stops at the city boundary. And there was a lot of citizens, people who show up and want the city, hey, how come the trails doesn't go into the city? It's like, well, nobody from the city is here to even coordinate any of that. And nobody even seems to express interest. And there's needs for, you know, trails to the new entry, safe roads to the, or pathways to the new elementary school. And the Trails Committee could help justify that or support it. We could, perhaps. But right now, nobody at the city is engaged at it. So maybe you can poke some buttons over there or something to get people engaged.
And you met with the city manager, Kyler.
Yeah.
And talked to him about if he might want to assign.
Yeah, and we need to follow up with him.
Yes. There's an extra layer, because the natural thing would be to go to the city manager, and then he would probably ask the recreation director, but the recreation director just got hired as the city's treasurer / secretary / HR person. So now things are a little bit limbo. So normally I would say, oh, well, what needs to happen is blah, 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 but
yeah.
But
well, in one project that Bart just mentioned, we're working on a feasibility study right now on the highway corridor trail connecting Kanab to Glendale and then East Zion to Mount Carmel. And there's a draft of that report. We need to get that out to everybody for comment, review. It's really good. And they actually had a little bit of money left over that hasn't been spent. And I told them to work on the city trail to the elementary school. We could do some design and planning.
That'd be vital, because I know it's needed and it's expected. And the city flat out just doesn't have money for it.
Right. So,
had that been discussed with the school board or the school district before they determined to put the school out there? Oh, okay.
Well, they told everyone they were going to bus everybody.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
There was no discussion about trails. Everyone was going to be bussed.
That's not what's going to happen now?
Well, obviously, there's a need for trails.
Well, there's a need for safe sidewalks that go, safe sidewalks or biking paths to the school. And
one of the factors is that that program relatively rarely grants, especially to the level that they funded the Main Street project. And now that school's not there anymore, so they're going to be very unlikely to be like, oh, here's another $10 million to...
Yeah, that program's pretty backlogged to, I don't know, I was until 3 years on the Safe Routes to School, but yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah. They're like, we already gave you a big pile of money, and now you moved to school, and now you have another big pile of money, or, you know.
Well, I think that would be a very... You know, that would be a very eligible and important project to do to make sure the kids are safe if they need to walk to school. You know? So, all right. Okay, if there's
one other thing. I know we did another trail thing. We did talk to that replacement bridge for the ATV bridge over at to Greenhoff is still in design. Not sure exactly where it's at. I do know that they're going to need more money, and they're trying to get some. They're trying to look at grants for that, which may need they may need more matching funds. So they may come back to us asking for an increase in those matching funds. There is still, we don't know really. Dan Gunn wasn't at the last Trails meeting, so we didn't know what exactly he wants. It is a BLM. It's on BLM land. I said,
I think I was a little bit irate with some of the backcountry horsemen. I said, if you're going to put a bridge there, you need to make it at least so all ATVs can go across it. So it needs to be able to fit the wider, you know, 72-inch wide ATVs. And they all got upset because they thought that'll allow fit Jeeps and everything. I said, what? It was put in by the ATV club in the first place. It should be allowed for everybody to use it. And so they're there. I don't know what Dan Gunn wants, so we still have to wait for him to...
Yeah, we'll follow up with him.
Yeah.
See what's happening. See where it's at.
Okay.
If I may, I think we're going to meet for the Wellness Center the first of the year. So they just want to meet, like, monthly, the city, the county, and then the Rec and Trans. And so we'll meet probably the first part of January. So, and Bart and Mike asked to be a part of that. So in the meantime, I just talked to Tracy, and I have been talking to Kyler. Tracy is, you know, over the building and grounds, and he's reaching out to a few people kind of just in the background already that he has doing some engineer work and stuff. So we'll meet the first part of January, and I'll keep you updated on that. So the planning process, I guess. Okay. So we'll let you know. And I'll have Kyler add to email, you know, get an email group to Bart and Mike, too. So
okay, great. All right. If there's nothing further, then we can adjourn the meeting if we get a motion.
Move to adjourn.
Second. I'll make motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Aye.
We will adjourn, and we picked a date yet, Clayton, for the next meeting?
It'll be scheduled. I think it's going to be in February.
In February?
So we'll follow the same schedule. If you push back a calendar day, I guess. So
okay.
In February.
All right. Well, we wish all of you a Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
We have some refreshments here.